The Chazan is extending davening. He's drawing out the words. He's using these long negunim because he wants to show off his beautiful voice, so that this is something which is worthy of denigration. It's meguna. It's a lowly action. It's despicable that a person should use the moments of standing in tefillah in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu to focus not on the Kadosh Baruch Hu but on how beautiful he is. How beautiful his voice is, showing himself off. The focus becomes himself and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what could be more worthy of denigration and despicable than this idea that you take a moment which is supposed to be exalted and uplifted and focusing on a Kadosh Baruch Hu and inspiring people to come closer to Hashem, and you're focusing on yourself. If, however, the person has a beautiful voice, and he has a gift, he has a talent, and he wants to use that talent to beautify Hashem, to bring praise to Hashem, so he knows that his voice inspires the people, it's uplifting, and he's arousing the people through his beautiful voice, and using that extending the davening for that reason. So that's considered something which is praiseworthy. So in that situation, Tovah lo bracha, he should be blessed. But at the same time, he should never lose sight of the fact that tefillah is an act of standing in front of the melech. And as much as you're happy to be there and you want to show that you want to give honor to the king, I could come to the presence of the king and I could sing a song in his honor, I could say a poem in his honor, I could say it with feeling, with emotion, etc. I could say it with simcha and happiness, but I'm not going to lose myself because I'm still standing in the presence of the king. So a person has to have that awareness. Furthermore, we call Malcolm, call Shemarach Mitzvah Soi, Voit Toiv Oisa, Voit Toiv Oisa, Nation of Tarach HaTzibur. It's not appropriate what he's doing because of the Tarach HaTzibur. That if he's Marach Mitzvah Soi, that's not appropriate because it's a Tircha. You're burdening the tzibur by making the davening too long. People Shabbos, especially on Shabbos, this happens. So the person has to be aware that, you know, there's a limit to how much people can, even though they enjoy it, how much they can tolerate. You remember the chazan that he was talking about was a chazan for the whole shul. It wasn't something which, well, there's a ruach minyan and I choose to go there. If you choose to go there, that's fine. But that wasn't the reality. Everybody's there whether they like it or not. So it's a tircha on the general tzibur, even though a few individuals enjoy that you can't do. They took their voice and they used it as it were against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They placed it on me. They blamed it on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore the person finds that to be something which is not. He finds it unpleasant. He finds it hateful. That he's upset about it. Like we mentioned before, taking the moment of tefillah and turning it around for self-aggrandizement is something which really, the person really thinks about it, just gives a little bit of thought, he realizes it's something which is totally inappropriate. So a person who, the chazan, is just to be menagin and mingmarach ben negunim, because he enjoys it, that's improper to do. Okay, now the chayavim is going to talk about the appropriate type of dress in Siman Yudalad, and that really deserves, I'm not going to run into that and do that very quickly, but rather deserves a little bit of time to understand the details of it. So I'm just going to skip Siman Yudalad for a moment. Siman Tesvav and Tezayin talk about the idea that if a person's a Shatz Kavua, he goes up to the Yomid without any hesitation. If a person is not a Shatz Kavua and he's asked by the Gabbai, so it's interesting halacha that he should not run, he shouldn't be so eager to run to the Yomid. He should recognize that it's a tremendous responsibility and he should have a little bit of hesitation. So halacha says that you should hesitate once, twice, and the third time you should go up. If, however, the person who is asking you to do that is an Adam Gadol, you do not hesitate. And if the situation is, like we mentioned before, where the chazan made a mistake in the middle of davening and he needs to be replaced, at that moment it's not appropriate. One other example, I want to recall this, a situation davening with a minyan, it was getting very close to Sof Zman of Kriyashma, or Sof Zman Tefillah. and there's people, the Gabbai was asking somebody to daven for the Amud, and this person said no, and this one said no, everybody kept saying no. Meanwhile, the clock was creeping closer and closer to the Seif Zohan Kriya Shema, and the Rav pointed out afterwards that with that situation, a person should not say no, even if he's not at his most optimal moment of davening for the Amud, that somebody needs to go up. And eventually, I think maybe the Rav himself went up and took the Amud to make sure that we didn't miss Zman Kriya Shema. Have a good day.